All right, let's dive deep into roulette. We're tackling streaks and clusters, those things that make you wonder if roulette is really random. Our source material, roulette randomness, streaks and clusters, a statistical analysis. Ever see those crazy runs at the roulette table? Like, is it luck? Or is there something else going on? We're about to find out.
You know, it's fascinating how roulette is really just a game of pure chance at its core. Each spin, completely independent of the last.
So it's like flipping a coin, right?
Yeah.
Even if it lands on heads 10 times in a row, the odds are still 50-50 for the next flip.
Precisely. It's like each spin has amnesia, no memory of what came before.
Makes sense, but it's so hard to shake that feeling that after a long streak, something's got to change, you know?
Yeah, that's that gambler's fallacy we all fall for. That urge to believe past results can predict the future. The roulette wheel doesn't care about the last spin.
Right. Speaking of streaks, that story about the Monte Carlo casino back in 1913 always blows my mind. That roulette wheel landed on black 26 times in a row.
It's hard to even imagine.
People were losing fortunes betting against the streak, thinking red was bound to hit.
A classic example of how our intuition can really mislead us when it comes to randomness. We see a streak, a cluster, and think, there's got to be a reason. But often it's just randomness doing its thing.
So you're saying even those seemingly impossible runs are totally normal in roulette?
Absolutely. It's just how randomness works. Statisticians use these things called Monte Carlo simulations. They basically run virtual roulette wheels millions of times.
Like a roulette simulator on steroids.
Exactly. And what they've found is that streaks and clusters happen all the time, even in a perfectly random setting.
So if I'm hearing you right, those betting systems that rely on past results are basically a waste of time.
That's right. No matter how tempting it is to chase those streaks, every spin is a fresh start. The odds reset, and the house edge is always there, ticking away.
So how do we even begin to make sense of all this apparent randomness, then? Are there tools to navigate this chaotic world?
Actually, there are some really cool statistical tools that can help us understand randomness a bit better.
Okay, give me one. What's a tool that can help us?
One of them is called the Runs Test.
Runs Test. Okay, I'm listing. Break it down for me. What is that?
Imagine you're flipping a coin, right? And you get a sequence like heads, tails, heads, heads, tails, 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 heads. The runs test, what it does is it looks at how many runs are in this sequence.
So a run is like a bunch of heads in a row or a bunch of tails in a row.
Exactly. So in our example, we've got 5 runs. The cool thing is, with a truly random sequence, you can actually predict how many runs you should get based on the probability. If you have way more or way fewer runs than expected, well, that might mean things aren't so random after all.
So like if a coin landed heads, tails, perfectly for like 100 flips, that'd be kind of fishy, right?
Exactly. Too perfect, too predictable. The runs test is like a randomness detective sniffing out any suspicious patterns.
So it's not just about spotting those streaks and clusters. It's about seeing if they fit into the bigger picture of randomness.
Precisely. Now, there's another fascinating tool we can use. It's called information entropy. It basically measures unpredictability. Like how we were saying, a fair roulette wheel has high entropy.
Yeah, because each spin is a total mystery.
Exactly. So does this mean that even though the overall process is random, some parts might be more predictable than others?
That's an interesting thought. Like pockets of order within the chaos.
Right. Imagine you see a long sequence of roulette spins and suddenly there's this section where red keeps coming up way more than black.
That'd be low entropy then. Like it's more predictable for a bit.
You got it. But here's the catch. That localized pattern doesn't automatically mean the wheel's biased. It could just be a temporary blip in a larger random system.
Wow. So even randomness has its quirks. Almost like there are hidden patterns just waiting to be discovered.
Now that's where things get really intriguing. Chasing those patterns in the heat of the moment might not be the best strategy, but there are tools and technologies emerging that aim to make sense of these fluctuations.
Okay, now I'm hooked. Tell me more about these tools and technologies. What are they and how do they work?
One of the most fascinating developments is the concept of randomness as a market. It's like reframing how we see randomness.
Randomness as a market. That sounds incredibly abstract. Can you give me an example of what that even means?
Imagine you're a trader, right? But instead of stocks, you're trading on the patterns of variance in roulette. Those streaks, droughts, cycles, they become assets.
So instead of betting on red or black, you're betting on the randomness itself. But how do you trade something so unpredictable?
That's where these new technologies come in. They use things like data analysis, statistical modeling, even artificial intelligence. They can pinpoint those moments of predictability within the unpredictable. Platforms like Pirate Terminal are designed to do just that.
Pirate Terminal? That sounds intriguing. Tell me more.
It's a cutting-edge platform that gives you real-time data analysis, statistical modeling, and AI-powered insights. Think of it like having a whole team of statisticians and data analysts working for you behind the scenes.
So it's like turning the tables on the casino. Instead of being at the mercy of randomness, we can use technology to gain an edge.
In a way, yes. It's all about understanding the probabilities, spotting those deviations, and making your move when the odds are in your favor.
Okay, I need to know more about this Pirate Terminal. How does it actually work? What kind of insights does it give you?
Well, before we dive into that, let's revisit those Monte Carlo simulations we talked about. Remember how they run virtual roulette wheels to see what patterns emerge in a perfectly random game?
Yes, it was a great way to show how those streaks and clusters are totally natural. But how does this connect back to Pirate Terminal and this whole trading randomness idea?
Great question. Monte Carlo simulations, they give a baseline for how randomness behaves. Pirate Terminal takes it further by analyzing real-time data from actual roulette wheels and comparing it to those simulated outcomes.
So it's looking for those moments where real-world randomness deviates from what's expected, right?
Exactly. And those deviations, those moments when the patterns tilt, are where the opportunities lie.
This is mind-blowing. It's like those streaks and cycles become tradable assets.
Yeah.
But how does Pirate Terminal help players take advantage of these opportunities?
It uses these sophisticated algorithms to pinpoint and quantify those deviations. Then it gives you insights and recommendations in real time.
Wow. So it's like having a secret weapon in the casino, a way to see through the illusion of randomness and make smarter bets.
You could say that. It's not about eliminating randomness, but understanding it and using those insights.
This is fascinating. So with Pirate Terminal, instead of just hoping for the best, players can actually become strategic investors.
Absolutely. Yes. Deploying their capital when the data aligns.
This is a whole new level of roulette strategy. But I'm still curious about the details. What kind of insights and recommendations does Pirate Terminal actually give? Can you give me some concrete examples?
Well, before we get into the specifics, let's talk about another important aspect of randomness, the concept of variance.
Variance. Okay, now this is getting interesting. Tell me more.
Variance, it's basically how much things fluctuate, the degree of unpredictability. Mm-hmm. A high variance game, you'll see wild swings and unexpected results. Low variance is more stable and consistent.
So in roulette, a high variance session would be full of those crazy streaks and surprising turns.
Exactly. Pirate Terminal considers variance in its analysis. It gives you insights into how volatile the game is.
This is incredible. It's like peeling back the layers of the game, seeing these subtle forces at play. But how does Pirate Terminal actually measure variance in real time?
It uses advanced statistical models to track and measure it as the game unfolds. Then it presents that information to you in a clear way so you can make more informed decisions.
So instead of just blindly chasing streaks, players can assess the risk level and adjust their bets based on the current variance.
You got it. It's all about managing risk and maximizing opportunities. Pirate Terminal helps you become a more skilled investor in the market of randomness.
This is seriously game-changing. But I'm dying to know more about those specific insights and recommendations Pirate Terminal gives. Can you walk me through some examples?
Of course. Let's dive into some of the key features of Pirate Terminal, and I think you'll see how it can completely change your approach to roulette.
I'm all ears. Let's unlock those secrets.
So one of the coolest things Pirate Terminal does is track what we call streak deviation. Remember those streaks of red or black that seem to go on forever?
Yeah, the ones that make you think, this wheel's got to be rigged.
Right. Pirate Terminal watches those streaks closely and compares them to what's statistically expected.
So it's like checking if those streaks are normal or if something weird is going on.
Exactly. It calculates a streak deviation score. It tells you how far off the current streak is from what you'd normally see in a random game.
So a high streak deviation, that means things are getting a little freaky, right? Even for a random game.
Exactly. And here's where things get strategic. Pirate Terminal doesn't just tell you there's a streak. It helps you figure out what it might mean for your bets.
So if the streak deviation is really high, does that mean it's time to bet against the streak?
Well, it's not always that simple. Even in a random game, streaks can last longer than you'd expect. But Pirate Terminal gives you more information to make a smarter decision, Like it might look at the history of that particular roulette wheel, see if there's any hint of bias that could make the streak continue.
So it's like having a little bit of extra insight, right? Something to help you see past the immediate randomness.
Right. It's not about predicting the future perfectly. It's about understanding the probabilities and making smarter bets.
That makes sense. So what other insights can Pyroterminal give you?
Well, there's also drought detection, kind of the flip side of streak deviation. Think about a number that hasn't hit in ages.
Oh, yeah, like that one number you've been betting on all night and it just won't show up.
Exactly. Pyroterminal tracks how long it's been since each number hit, and it calculates a drought score.
So a high drought score means that number is due, right? Even though we know past spins don't predict the future.
Exactly. But again, Pyroterminal doesn't just tell you a number's overdue. It gives you more context, more analysis to help you make a good decision.
So instead of just throwing money at a number because it feels due, you can use Pyroterminal to see if there's actually a good reason to bet on it.
That's the idea. It's about using data and insights to refine your betting, maybe even increase your chances of winning.
Wow, this is incredible. It's like taking roulette, this game of pure chance, and adding in some skill and strategy. What else can Pyroterminal do?
Well, it can also do cycle analysis. This dives into the cyclical patterns that you often see in roulette, even though it's supposed to be random. Ever noticed how sometimes the ball seems to favor certain sections of the wheel for a while?
Yeah, like it's dancing around one area, hitting numbers close together.
Exactly. Those are cycles. Pyroterminal identifies and tracks those cycles as they develop.
So it's like realizing that the randomness isn't always perfectly spread out. There are these clusters of activity that move around the wheel.
Right. And Pyroterminal helps you visualize those cycles. You can see how long they might last, and you can adjust your bets based on that. Like if a cycle's favoring a certain section, maybe you bet more on numbers in that section.
So instead of betting against the cycle, you're riding the wave.
That's a great way to put it. It's about understanding how the game is flowing and taking advantage of those patterns.
This is really revolutionary. Pyroterminal is like having a secret decoder ring for roulette. But it sounds like you'd need to be a math genius to use it.
Actually, that's one of the best things about Pyroterminal. It's super user-friendly. You don't need to be a statistics expert to understand what it's telling you. The interface is visual and easy to use, and the data is presented in a way that makes sense, even for beginners.
So anyone can use it, no matter how much they know about roulette.
That was the goal. We wanted to make these powerful tools accessible to everyone.
That's fantastic. It's like democratizing roulette strategy, giving everyone a chance to play smarter.
Exactly. It's about leveling the playing field and giving everyone the tools to succeed.
Okay, you've convinced me. Pyroterminal sounds amazing.
Yeah.
But you said it uses AI, too. How does that work?
That's a great question. AI is becoming really important in data analysis and prediction. Pyroterminal uses AI in some cool ways. One of them is pattern recognition.
Pattern recognition. So it's like the AI is looking for hidden patterns the kind of human might miss.
Exactly. Our brains are good at spotting obvious patterns, but AI can analyze massive amounts of data and find subtle connections that we'd never see.
Wow, so it's like having a super brain working in the background, looking for any advantage it can find.
That's a great analogy. And the coolest thing is, the AI in Pyroterminal is always learning. As it sees more data, it gets better at finding those patterns and predicting what might happen next.
So it's like your own personal roulette coach getting smarter all the time.
You got it. But it's not just about spitting out a bunch of numbers and equations.
Yeah, that wouldn't be very helpful.
Exactly. We designed Pyroterminal to make the AI's insights really easy to understand. Instead of confusing you with technical jargon, it uses simple visuals, clear charts, and straightforward recommendations.
So it's like the AI is your friend, whispering tips in your ear.
Exactly. It's about giving you information and helping you make better decisions.
This is truly groundbreaking. It's like taking human intuition and giving it a turbo boost with AI. But what about the ethical side of things? Is it fair to use something like Pyroterminal in a casino?
That's a really important question, and it's something we've thought a lot about. Look, casinos have always had an edge over players. They have their own systems and strategies. What Pyroterminal does is level the playing field. It gives players access to similar levels of data and insight.
So it's not about cheating. It's about using technology to make smarter decisions.
Exactly. Knowledge is power, right? By giving players more information, we create a more fair and transparent environment. Of course, everyone should always play responsibly, but we believe that tools like Pyroterminal can make the whole experience better for everyone. Okay, so we've talked about how Pirate Terminal analyzes those streaks, droughts, those cycles, even uses AI to find patterns. It's like having a whole team of roulette experts in your pocket. But let's get back to our original mission, you know, understanding those streaks and clusters in roulette. Where does Pirate Terminal fit into all of this?
Great question. You know, we were talking about that clustering illusion earlier, that thing where we see patterns even in random data. Well, Pirate Terminal doesn't pretend those patterns don't exist. It helps us see them in a different way. It's like saying, hey, those clusters and streaks, they're happening. Let's analyze them and see if they can tell us anything useful. So instead of just dismissing those patterns as random, Pirate Terminal helps us see if there's something meaningful there, like finding a signal in all the noise.
Exactly. And that's where this idea of variance as a market really comes in. Remember, variance is all about how much things fluctuate. High variance means lots of crazy swings. Low variance, things are more stable. Pirate Terminal, it helps us navigate this world of variance.
So it's like those streaks, droughts, and cycles on the roulette wheel. They become like things you can trade.
Mm-hmm.
Like we're not betting on red or black anymore. We're betting on the randomness itself.
That's the idea. And that's where the insights from Pirate Terminal become super valuable. It's not about predicting every single spin. It's about understanding the bigger picture of variance and using that to your advantage.
I have to admit, this is pretty mind-blowing. It's like turning roulette from a game of pure luck into a game where strategy actually matters.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm guessing it takes a certain type of person to be okay with this whole trading randomness idea.
You're right. It does require a bit of a different mindset. You got to be comfortable with the fact that there's always going to be uncertainty in the game. But you also got to be able to see the opportunities within that uncertainty. It's kind of like surfing, you know?
Surfing. Okay, I'm intrigued. How is it like surfing?
You can't control the waves, right? But you can learn to ride them.
So you're saying Pirate Terminal, it's like it helps you become a better surfer. Like you learn to read those waves of variance, anticipate those movements, and ride them all the way in.
That's a great way to put it. It's all about understanding the game, seeing those patterns, and making smart decisions. It's not about taking randomness out of the equation. It's about mastering it.
This has been an incredible deep dive. We started with roulette randomness, explored all these statistical ideas, and now we're talking about this whole new way of playing with Pirate Terminal. It's amazing how technology is changing how we approach this classic game.
It really is an exciting time to be exploring these ideas of randomness and data and AI. And you know what? We're just getting started. Who knows what amazing tools and strategies we'll have in the future?
Well, deep divers, I think we've successfully navigated the choppy seas of roulette randomness. We came, we saw, we conquered, we busted some myths, learned about some powerful tools, and even got a glimpse of the future with Pirate Terminal. The next time you find yourself staring at that roulette wheel, remember those mesmerizing patterns. Don't just see random chaos. See the potential for understanding, for strategy, for making smarter bets.
That's a great way to put it. Knowledge is power, especially when it comes to roulette.
Until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep diving deep.